Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you... This is not going to be comfortable, okay? No. We want you to rat out a brat. Mm-hmm. Now, it'll be easier to rat out a brat if it's a stranger. Like, if you just saw somebody being... Basically, when I say the word brat, do you think of the same thing as me? Just like...
Just I mean, right now, I think of Charlie XCX, but...
Oh, because of the song.
Album. Yeah, it was called Brat.
Oh, I thought she had a song called Brat too, no?
No.
Just the album.
I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Brat was like the word of the year or something.
Yeah, because of her.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about a child who is a piece of hell, who is spoiled rotten.
Oh.
And like just not good. Not a cute girl being a brat. But like
the original usage of the word. Yes.
So we want you to do what we're calling rat out the brat. Now, if you haven't seen this video...
I have not. I need to.
Please go pull it up while we're talking about it. It is a girl... Like, I just caught the middle of the video. I don't understand what's happening. Because there doesn't seem to be a parent near this girl. Nobody knows where this Walmart is, or at least they didn't when I printed this story.
Oh my gosh.
The video starts where she's kind of standing by meat or produce or whatever, and she's throwing them on the floor.
She's just hucking stuff.
And then she starts stomping on them.
Not the little Debbie cakes.
No.
Dude. So she's thrashing a Walmart. She's just throwing things off the shelves. Then she puts her hand in the shelf and just dumps a whole.
It.
Then she moves on to the Welch's sparkling grape juice.
Gosh.
Are you serious?
And there's like 20 Walmart employees standing around and a bunch of a bunch of customers filming. Then when she starts hurling the bottles and breaking them, one of the employees kind of goes up to her.
Yeah.
And people around said, "Don't you do that to that girl. You don't know what she's going through."
What?
She is thrashing the store, and the person trying to stop her is being told, "Stand down."
No. Once you come for the Debbie's and now the Welch's grape juice, the sparkling. That's like what I eat. That's what I eat that on my birthday. That's like my favorite meal.
It's
and
crazy.
You're smashing both of it. Unacceptable.
There does not seem to be a parent.
I understand that maybe she has a learning disability or something.
But
you still need to try to calm her down.
Yes. I mean, if we find out later that this is all, but it's still like someone has told her it's okay because there was nobody stopping her.
That's the thing is, where is the parent?
No idea. Guardian.
Someone.
Wow.
Someone who knows what she's going through and can help out.
Oh. It was the grossest display of brattiness.
Yeah, that's not great.
Debbie deserves better than that.
I mean, dude, I was literally thinking of you because she's like, she disappears behind a case of Little Debbie's, and I thought she was going to move the whole thing. Dump the whole thing. I'm like, no.
I've done that, but it's into my shopping cart. Just to take it home.
I'll like accidentally run into it. So one falls in. It's like, oh, gotta keep it.
Oh my God. But all right. So if you've witnessed bratty behavior, we want to hear that. If you are the brat, if you've used your bratty ways to get something, okay. We want to hear that. And if you want to rat out your own terrible children.
Yeah.
We can voice disguise. We can do whatever. You don't have to like go.
Voice disguise, change your name.
Yes.
Whatever.
But we want you to rat out the brat. 303-222-5423. That's the number you call, or that's the number you text. That other short code that you used to use that I don't even want to say anymore doesn't exist. 303-222-5423.
I was roommates with a brat my first year of college. I didn't realize how spoiled and how bratty he was until we went to visit some friends of ours who went to a different school. Mm-hmm. So we're out partying, we're having a great time. Then we get back to my buddy's apartment. It's a one bedroom apartment, right? So, and my roommate goes, "Well, where am I going to sleep?" And we're like, just on the floor, like just anywhere. Who cares? Pass out.
Right.
And he's like, "I've never slept on a floor. I'm not sleeping on a floor. Let me sleep in your bed."
What?
And my buddy whose apartment is like,
no.
No way. I don't That's even know you. You're friends with T-Hag. I barely know him. Like, no.
No, hard pass.
And so he threw a fit and just couldn't believe that we were all just sleeping on the floor.
Hello?
Oh my God.
We're like, bro, I don't know what you want us to do. Like, we can't go get a bed for
your
you or
privilege
anything.
Has no place here.
Yeah, we have no. And the whole night, and it's still the quote amongst our friends. He said, "My mama would never let her baby sleep on the floor." He kept saying, "My mama would never let her baby sleep on the floor." And we're like, "Okay,
call her then.
Call her, I guess.
I just like him strongly.
Me too. I need his info. I want to social media stalk him."
There is one other story that I remember, and I think it was a national news story because this kid was such a brat. His parents threw his Sweet 16 and bought him, from what I remember, it was like an A6 or something, an Audi A6, a really nice starter car. But it was in blue, and he wanted silver. So he drove the car.
Stop.
And crashed it.
Like, intentionally.
On purpose.
Oh.
That day. God. And they were like, "Oh, baby, let's get you the color you wanted."
Stop.
No way.
Oh my gosh, the parents are brats.
No, dude.
Everyone involved.
99%
brats.
Of the stories we're about to hear. It's not going to be like there. If you there is a brat, there is a mastermind behind that brat.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't get to be
exactly.
"Mama wouldn't let me sleep on the floor."
Mama would
mama.
Never let her baby sleep on
the
floor.
Yeah, it's like
get it right,
like, bro. We're in our 20s. You don't, like, don't talk like that.
You're not in Dirty Dancing, man. No, it's because mama created that.
Oh yeah.
And these parents created a person who here's a free $60,000 car on your birthday. It's the wrong color. Buy me a different one.
I hate this.
Oh wow.
We are ratting out the brat. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're looking for you to rat out a kid who's not great. We call it rat out the brat. Danielle?
Yay!
Yay! Rat out the brat. Who's the spoiled rotten child?
Okay, so I was at this little store, just like a little shop, and there's some candies and stuff outside outside the door. And I saw this mom tell her little kid, about five, just grab the candies, grab as much as you want. And then they were going to run off. And I go, oh, no, you're not.
Wait.
And I, wow.
Hold up.
No, isn't that horrible?
Who's the brat, though?
Both.
Not me.
But no, but no. I'm like, the mom is just, so... Do you feel like it was the
stopping
kids?
It?
Yes.
I didn't get any candy that day, Danielle.
Oh, my
Isn't
God.
Terrible?
So she was training the child to be a criminal.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's done it before. She just acted like she did it right in front of me.
So did you actually stop her?
Yeah, I stopped her. I said, Mario, he's the guy that works there. I go, oh, no, you're not. I go, hey, Mario.
Oh, no, it's me, Mario.
Mario. He took off. Mario was very happy, and he gave me a free cup of coffee for a week.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I don't know who the brat here is in this, but thank you for the call, Danielle. Sherry?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Rat out the brat. What happened?
So, my sister's daughter is the worst behaved child I've ever seen. And, you know, I don't even understand why my sister lets her get away with half the stuff that she gets away with. For instance, this Thanksgiving weekend, we were supposed to all take a trip together and, you know, fly as a family with the kids. And just last minute, her daughter says, nope, not going.
She decided for the group? That we're not going?
Yeah. No, she decided for herself, I'm not going, which meant that my sister and brother-in-law could not go because she's only 12 years old.
I'm 12 old enough for me, man. I'd leave the little bee at home.
When does she have a say on what she gets to do at 12 like that?
If you're
like,
a brat,
it's a family.
Especially you buy the tickets, you do the planning, you do everything. And keeping that in mind for her to be with her cousins and. Everything falls apart just because you don't feel like getting on a plane.
Oh, so it was a flight, too. So they missed out on a whole trip.
Correct.
Hmm. Well, somebody got some extra a seat next to them, I guess, as a positive.
We're not looking for the glasses half full perspective.
Some well-behaved child got an extra seat for their iPad.
All right. Thank you for the call, Sherry. Jasmine?
Yai.
Yai. Rat out the brat. What happened?
Back when my brother was younger, went into a Target with my mom, and she wasn't letting him get the toys he wanted, whatever he wanted, so he started to throw a massive fit in front of all of the Target ladies, and he called her a hoe because he thought it was short for horrible.
If the shoe fits. In front of the Target employees. You know, like, my kids can say almost anything to me. I just don't like it when they do it in front of other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a pressure, and they're like, you're going to allow that?
Yeah, you're going to allow that, and you're just like, I'm not allowing, but I can't. Yeah, what did your mom do?
Left the store as soon as she could and tried not to cry.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, that sucks. Mm. Thank you, Jasmine.
He's
your
good
mom's
at spelling.
Yes. Danielle?
Yeah.
Rat out the brat. What happened to you?
So my grandson, he's so bad that at school, he goes to school and he turns himself into the art project. So he'll come home with crayon, with marker all over his body, his face, his arms, his clothes, everything. He likes to flip desks over.
Flip desks over at school?
Yeah.
And he thinks it's funny?
He's 7 years old, mind you. He's gotten kicked out of five schools in Jefferson County already.
He's seven and he's been kicked out of five schools.
Yes.
Oh my God. You know, I'm not even mad. That's impressive.
This is turning out less fun.
Yeah. Leo, what have you done?
This kid's seven, he's already. Thank you. That's a great story. Alex?
Yai.
Yai.
Rat out the brat.
Rat out the brat. So I have this coworker who gets kind of upset when he doesn't really get his way. It's like a center of attention thing. So I had this barbecue where we had like a couple $100 worth of meat, different kind of, you know, pork, steak, just all kinds of good stuff. And he wanted his pretty much breathing. And the rest of the party was like, no, we want ours. Like, well, well done. And so he goes to check the meat, slams my door. And it was like 102-degree weather day. So all the glass shatters. And then he burns all the meat and then leaves.
He's the only one who was right at that party.
Hey.
Everyone,
it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Not at a...
No, it was like a rare breathing. Like it was still... Like, I like medium rare. That's my favorite. And he burnt it. It was charcoal.
Alex is reasonable here.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for news.
When did you become an anchor?
News. News.
Just now.
No. No. News. No. News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Haven't gotten a single video, by the way.
From people singing along?
Yeah, I know.
You guys said that you sang along.
I see no proof.
And no one, if you sing along to news or no, please take a video of you doing it.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. America's grandmother is in some deep water as Martha Stewart is slammed for her disappointing online behavior over Thanksgiving.
What did she do?
She was visiting Rome. She was in the Sistine.
Rome.
She was visiting Rome.
Visiting Rome.
You know, newscasters, you've probably picked up a lot of bad habits from me because I say a ton. Like I say to give myself time to answer a phone call. So the people think I'm just dumb and I say like incessantly, but it's actually, it serves a purpose so the people can hear when I say their name.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get that. But like, it's clear to me that as someone, you are someone who worships me
right.
and emulates me and, you know,
just yeah.
follows me around like a lost little puppy dog, okay. that you're starting to pick up some of my bad habits. But like, this particular segment is supposed to be more newsy and more professional. So,
okay.
Rome doesn't work. Okay.
Okay.
You're not going to hear Lester Holt go, okay.
Okay.
Do you want another crack at it?
No. I don't have a teleprompter. Lester Holt's got a teleprompter.
You got the page in your hand. Nobody can even see where your eyes are.
Questions mid monologue.
Well, okay. Go ahead. Tell your story then.
She was visiting Rome. She was in the Sistine Chapel. She was in the Sistine Chapel, and photography is strictly prohibited.
100%.
While you're in there, yeah.
That is true.
But she posted about 14 photos from inside the Sistine Chapel on Instagram and said,
Martha.
Just a few iPhone photos of what we saw during our quiet hour in the Sistine Chapel. And people were like,
quiet hour means she got in before everybody else.
So you're not supposed to be taking pictures, let alone posting the proof that you took the pictures to her 2.4 million followers on Instagram.
Didn't Bieber do something like that at Auschwitz?
Anne
Frank's house.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhere. Yeah.
And then one of the Paul brothers in the forest in Japan.
Oh, yeah, he went in to where everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are accusing her of special privileges, not only just getting there, but also posting the pictures and not getting in trouble.
It's Martha. She can absolutely get there at a special time.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
She brings Snoop. God, that
them
as a couple.
Go on.
Just get married, you two.
I love them so
They're
much.
They're so cute together.
I love them.
All right. Well, and for the record, Martha did time, so I'm not going to call her on any of this. She's fine in my book.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
First off, I want to say hello to Cameron and Haven.
Hi, Cameron and Haven.
Love them.
Don't you mean Cameron and Haven? Idiot.
Wow.
He's so mean it.
Why are you
Buddy,
so angry
I love you
at
so
him?
Much.
Just let me do the weather or something.
The weather? There's a hurricane.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hammerin and Caven?
Yep.
Nope, it's Cameron and Haven.
You almost had it. Okay. It's fine. It turns out that young people are turning to thrift stores for holiday shopping this year,
what?
And I actually kind of really like that.
Do not buy me anything from a thrift store.
You don't
look at me.
You're not going to know if it's from the thrift store.
I would know.
No.
Thrift store stuff.
No. There's a dude that works at Brothers that I see, and I compliment him often on his outfits. I'm like, oh, I love those pants. And he always says proudly, thanks, I thrifted them.
Yeah.
So it's turning. It's got like a good connotation now.
Oh, absolutely.
What could you get me at a thrift store that I would wear?
And that's the thing. They have clothes, but they also have random, like, my favorite thing to go thrifting for is, I'm spacing on the name. The glass. The glass. What is it?
The lightning glass? No, uranium glass.
Yes, thank you. I'm a professional.
Yeah, you could get like a VCR or something at a thrift store. You know,
Bambi on
Merry
VHS.
Christmas, boss.
Is there a better thrift store? Because like I found, like I tried to thrift one time in my life, and I went into the wrong one.
Oh yeah.
So like, there's a Goodwill good that you go into that's like the Goodwill where it starts, where the process starts.
Oh yeah, yeah. So and you they have go like in, the giant bins.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a huge bin, and then it's there's just also vultures like going through stuff.
There
and
is some thrift stores in like Steamboat.
Okay.
And honestly,
then it's like rich people's clothes.
Yes, because they don't want they just toss their skis. They toss their gear, and like they only used it for a season. They're just gonna buy new stuff next year.
Oh my God.
It is amazing.
Okay.
And like nice Patagonia, Columbia.
I've actually been thinking about getting into graphic tees. I need a style, but I don't want.
I don't see you as a graphic tee person.
You don't?
No.
I struggled. I was a graphic tee person for a long time, but I have two. I would wear like my cool shirt and then I'd be like, well, now I can't wear that for 3 months because people saw that. And
oh,
then
who cares?
I would end up not wearing them.
But I want like old concert shirts. Do you know what I mean?
Vintage ones that you have to thrift?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I might be on board with your stupid story. I wasn't... God.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page here, boss.
We are.
Good evening. This holiday season, Brenda Lee is making a return to everyone's home with her holiday classic.
She's a zillion.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
She's still alive.
She might be. She must be if he's saying she's making
She is still alive. Now, she recorded this song way back in 1958 when she was just 13 years old.
And no
you're
way.
Kidding.
Mm-hmm. It's being estimated that she her royalties are anywhere between 30 and 50%. And she has a net worth today. Any guesses?
Brenda Lee, after recording a song in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. We all know it.
One of the most popular holiday songs.
800,000. It's low. I think it's low because she's just been screwed. She's had financial advisors. She's not like she didn't have Bitcoin or anything.
And are we going off of the royalties from 1950 whatever?
Yeah.
But it's one of the most played songs to this day. And if she gets
50%, but it's only played 1 month out of the year. Unless you're that stupid radio station that launches way too soon.
Yeah. No kidding.
Oh, we went for Christmas already. Oh.
Sorry.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Erin wishes she hadn't seen that face.
That was a lot.
I'm gonna say she's worth $20 million.
I was gonna say $2 million.
Slacker hit it right on the head at $20 million.
She's worth $20 million?
Reportedly.
Oh. Oh my god, did I really guess it?
Yes, $20 million.
I swear I did not look at it.
Yeah, from a song she recorded when she was 13.
That's incredible.
Good evening.
2025. No more
shout-outs? No, just those two. Just
Cameron and Haven. I got it.
Okay. 2025 looks pretty ominous because the calendar starts with WTF. The first day lands on a Wednesday, and then...
Oh my God!
The last time this happened...
What?
...was 2020.
Shut up! Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, for the whole year.
I'll catch you all in 26.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question for the room here when it comes to packing and traveling, which both of you are more experienced in traveling and packing and all that. We've established, we've talked about how I pack. I basically go, all right, on Monday I'll need socks, underwear, shorts, shirt.
And you pick Tuesday. Out the specific outfit you're going to wear on Monday.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't just go, I'm going to need shorts on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and like, here's five pairs of shorts for those 3 days. You're like, no, 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 no. Monday is khaki shorts, dusty rose shirt.
Right. Exactly. Because I got to know what we're doing. Because I might need pants on the Wednesday night because we're going to dinner, but I don't need pants on Tuesday night because we're just hanging at the house or whatever. So I do it day by day. And a lot of people said that was wrong. Some people said that's how kids pack. But why?
Is very childish.
But if it's how kids pack, why would you teach a kid to pack if that's not that way, if it's not right?
Because kids need to have structure. And it's like, I know we're going to have a nice dinner. And if I don't make him pack nice pants with a specific nice shirt, we're going to get there and he's not going to have anything. But me as a grown up, I might be feeling on that nice dinner day, ooh, I'm going to go gray and black. Or I might be thinking, ooh, I might go black and gray. You know what I mean? Or
yellow and black, yellow and black, yellow and black. Ooh, black and yellow.
I want some nuance in my life. Just like I can walk into my closet right now and go, what am I feeling today? I want to have that control.
And then you go through all of your black shirts.
Or it depends on what color jeans I put on, Aaron. If I put on gray jeans, then yeah, black shirts. But if I put on black jeans, then I look at gray shirts. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you want this freedom all the time, even if you're on vacation.
But when I go on vacation, I don't dress like me. I bring colors on vacation. It's crazy.
I bring like nice clothes.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Aaron probably doesn't bring any athleisure.
No. Not a single piece.
It's like she's a totally different person. I saw the pictures of her in London. I'm like, whose clothes are those?
I know. I can look good when I need to.
What's with the gown?
Okay, but what's your... What are you getting at?
So I pack all wrong, whatever. But one of the things I do is...
I actually don't think you pack wrong, for the record.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
It's childish.
No.
It's just too... It's too... Yeah. It's Garanimals is what it is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Garanimals are for kids who can't pull it together and like like it's like just wear giraffe and you're good. You know what I mean? They there aren't actually giraffes on it. Do you know what Garanimals are?
Yeah, my kids have it.
Okay, I didn't know if they still made it for kids.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, but it was like popular for my kids, and it's just like go grab two giraffes and meet me in the car, two elephants and get in the because then they're not going to screw it up. And you're that.
A little bit. But I end up packing too much. Part of my problem is
you should always pack too much.
I'd rather have, especially underwear, socks and underwear are the two. Like I'd rather have a couple extra.
You're
going to
be gone for 5 days.
Pairs.
How many underwear do you bring?
If I'm going to be gone for 5 days, yeah. Let's see. We'll land Monday. So I'll shower Monday night. I have to literally do each day. But
always double it. When it comes to underwear, always double it.
I would say seven. Always double it. Five and extra and then an extra.
Double it.
10?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, because God knows, especially with the way he eats. You don't want that to happen, but like, you might go do something.
Some might get left behind.
Right. I might get chewed up by something, whatever. I double it.
Okay. Where are you guys going? God.
Somewhere with gowned women. Okay.
So since you have a bunch of extras. So what I do pack is the big laundry bag. So while we're there, all the dirty stuff go in the laundry bag. And then when you're done.
You bring a laundry bag?
Yeah, like a sack. Just a trash canvas bag.
No, just bring
neither.
A trash bag.
You bring one of the vacuum sealed bags.
No,
another one.
No.
Use those bags.
Trash bag.
No.
Trash bag. By the way, okay.
Why trash?
Canvas bag. Dude,
why would you even need to bring that? Could you pick that up wherever you are?
No, because you just have it. Then it crumples up real small. So it's like on the way out, it's nothing. But then on the way back, it's got... When you go... You just went to a beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things are wet and things are sandy. You don't want a canvas bag. You want a plastic bag. Because then it holds the moisture in, holds everything in. So you're not like spreading... Because then you come home and you got sand in all your crap. You don't want that.
Yeah, but that happens. That happens no matter what. That's an issue with sand. We can get to beaches and stuff at a later time, but it's just a big issue. But what happens is I have this canvas bag of all my dirty stuff, and then I have my extra stuff that I didn't get to, right? It's still clean, and it's outside. So now I get home. I'm home. I'm done with the trip. I open my suitcase, pull out all the dirties in the laundry bag, and I look at all the clothes that are still clean, that are still in there. And they have to be washed too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm not nuts, right?
No, you wash it all.
What are you talking about?
Yes. They have to be washed. So then why am I even putting them in the bag in the first place? Why don't I just shove it all in?
No. It's stupid. He's right. Just stop.
What am I doing? I'm keeping them separate and then I get home and it's like,
there's segregation and then you're like, you all need to go. Yeah. No, I get it. But The only reason you need to segregate your clothes is if they're wet or sandy. The rest of the time, just throw them all together.
Okay.
I let them all live.
I separate them so I know what I've worn specifically.
But who cares? But you're going to wash it when you get home, right?
Yeah, I'm going to wash everything.
What difference does it make what you wore?
But I lied to myself.
Because while I'm on the trip, like day one, I want it in the bag so I know that underwear has been worn. I'm not putting it on again. I'm going to sell it. And then...
Mine, you can just tell.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. We want to know what you're unreasonably good at, your secret talent.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to do the talent show thing on the air. It's just like you just call and say, I am unbelievably good at the one that I have a few that I'm awesome at that you guys already know. Like I can, if you walked in here with a pot of chili that was half eaten, I could look at that pot of chili and go,
okay,
this snapware, that chili will fit perfectly in that one. And or Ziploc bags, quart size, sandwich size, gallon size. I can just look at a volume of food or liquid and go, it'll fit in that.
Can you mix them together? And you go, you need one snapware and then you're going to need a gallon bag on the side.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
Like when I'm doing Thanksgiving.
We can throw you off a little bit.
Well, because like for Thanksgiving, I'm divvying stuff out. And I'm like, I need two of those kind of things and then one. So each of you can have one of those size things. Then I'll keep this much in a bag. But it's just, and more often than not, I want you to understand, people look at me and go, hey man, there's no way that chili's fitting in there. I'm like, just do it.
Just do it. It's going to fit.
And it's like,
wow. Trust the master.
I mean, that's something, is it not?
No, it is.
It's something.
It's impressive. I don't know. We got to bring chili in more, I think. We got
to
test it.
It doesn't have to be chili, Tiac. I'm
well,
just saying.
All I'm thinking about is chili now. So
it's a good, I like it. I don't like leftovers.
I make mac and cheese and my kids, like sometimes we make one box, sometimes we make two and they're like, oh man, we didn't eat it all. I'm like, okay. And they go over and they'll bring a snapware over and I'm like, what are you doing? Like that's far too big for, like what?
You've offended me.
Yeah, I'm like, just grab this one. Like, it'll never fit in that. I'm like, yes. What are you doing?
Just ask me.
Yes.
What are you freewheeling it for?
That's one of the things I'm unreasonably good at. What do you got?
My wife is unreasonably good at guessing what people make because she works in HR, and so she just deals with a lot of that.
Monetary. I was thinking like baking.
Yeah. Well, he looks like a more of a devil's food guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He makes the peanut butter cookies with the fork prints in them. Yeah.
She knows. What? Like, she'll be like, well, you know, okay, so how long have they been at the company? Like, she just knows, and then she's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more impressive than the Tupperware skill.
It's still really, that's a pretty good skill, though.
She can guess a lot of things that way. She guesses prices, where I'm always like, well, how much do you think this is? And she just nails it. It's never any fun for me. I'm like, yep.
So you're just not, again, honey. You're not very good at capitalism, is what you're not.
How did this turn into me being bad?
Well,
no, she's
because
good.
We're talking about our unusual skills, the things we would go gold at if they became an Olympic sport. And when it was your turn to speak.
You talked about your wife.
Oh. Yeah.
So it feels like you don't have an answer.
I would go gold at being a husband. As demonstrated by putting my wife first always.
All right. So if there's something that you are unusually, unreasonably good at, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. Get your phone out. Lock that number in. That's how you call us.
Mm-hmm. That's how you text us.
Don't do that other thing. It's all 303-222-5423.
I've said this one before, and I'm still very proud of it.
Oh, God.
I am unreasonably good at getting kids to sleep.
That's weird. Are you really?
Yeah.
And so you're like a baby whisperer.
Yeah. And I think it's because I know, like, that's not my kid. At the end of the night, you're can calm. Give it back. Yeah. So it's like, I'm
you
very
approach
calm.
It from a sense of calmness.
I see. You're not internally panicking because you're like,
please God, please God, sleep.
I'm not going to bed. Like, I'm missing out. Every hour you're up, I'm up. You're just like,
wow.
Yeah.
Like so you just have this inner, you just project. Huh.
That's good. I would go gold at a Ray Romano impersonation. If they ever
I told you one time it was good, and now it's really gone to your head. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Deborah.
Oh, that is pretty good.
Robert. Oh, my.
But it's...
I have to listen to...
It's
I don't
so
know the last
adjacent
time I've
to
heard.
Kermit, though. And it Patrick
is.
Mahomes.
Ah!
They're all kind of the same.
We had a really good game out there. Travis was open a lot.
Okay. What are you...
That was Patrick.
That was Mahomes.
No, I know. But I mean, how...
Can you guys... Hold on.
Maybe
hold
I'd
on.
Go silver.
Hold on. Can you guys both do Mahomes?
Okay. Hey. Ray, how are you? Patrick. Patrick, you're a killer on the field, man.
Man. Oh, my God. So what we need you to do is we need you to call in and be more entertaining than this.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we've set the bar so flipping low.
So low.
Don't you have a list of things that you want to ask us?
Yes. Folding shirts. The nice clean.
I am the worst at it on the planet.
It's a
I can't
skill.
Figure it out. I even bought the foldy thing.
Really?
And I can't do it with that.
Even with that?
I can't
do
it with that. I don't set it on there right or something.
That's the only way I can do it.
But there are people who, like I have dated people who can even iron a shirt and it's like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like
it's a skill.
It's an unreasonable, and they're just like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I've stood in a hotel room knowing that I was going to a fancy thing for 30 minutes with a shirt. And by the time I'm done, it might as well have just been wadded up in a bowl. Because wherever you're ironing wrinkles on the other side.
You need a steamer. That's what you.
I have one, but you can't carry it with you to hotels. It's just heavy.
Whatever.
It's a lot.
Okay. Lighting a match with one hand.
I can't light a match with four hands.
Hmm? How would you do that?
No, people flip the match over and go. And like,
oh no, no way.
Mm. Okay.
And so that's maybe your wife can. You want to brag on her some more?
No. Can you guys spin a pencil around your fingers?
Kind of.
I've even tried because there's something where the drummers do it with the
sticks. I can do the drum thing.
And it's
but
like,
it's,
I think it's you. You're like, it's really easy. It's just, but I can't do it at all.
I just had a drumstick in my hand for a good chunk of my life.
Mm. Can you guys moonwalk?
Yeah, I can.
Really?
I doubt you're good.
That wasn't the question.
I have to be like in socks. It has to be slippery. I can't do it. Like some people could do it in sneakers on the concrete, and that's like another level.
Yeah, that'd be like.
Yeah, it has to be like slippery, but I can do it. I can slide around.
Okay,
I can glide.
Do you have one skill that like you want? Like, I mean, I can also say that I'm an amazing power washer. I'm unreasonably good at power washing.
I'm unreasonably good at spinning a basketball on my finger.
Ooh,
there it is. See, we found one.
Okay. While doing a Ray Romano. No, I used to take all my basketball pictures that way, spinning the ball. And I can bounce it off my knee and all sorts of fun tricks.
Just so you know, the bar got no higher.
Yeah, I know. The ladies don't like it. They don't care.
All right, if you have an unusual skill, something you're unreasonably good at, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't really have a name for what we're doing. It's like secret talent, what you're good at, what you go golden.
Mm-hmm.
Dieck is husbandry.
It's a pretty good one. I'm not going to lie.
Lame. Robert?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
What's your secret talent?
So I can find a car out in a barn or in a field. Bring it in and fix it and envision it as I see it in the field, completely done.
So you're like one of those, what are those dudes who just go to people's barns and like.
Oh, like a picker?
Yeah.
Like an urban picker?
Mm. Yeah.
I can pick a car and already envision it completely restorated.
Wow.
Do you make a living doing that?
Better. I race cars at CNS, so we build a lot of race cars and do a lot of older cars and we do it for a living, and we sell the cars and build them and so
I kind of
so
did
anyway,
that.
That's
definitely a skill.
We paint them ourselves and fix all the parts, and when they come out pristine.
Wow, I'm very jealous. I've never even found a car in a field before.
Thank you for the call, Robert. How does I think that you're happen? Focusing on the wrong part of the story.
Well, you got it. Step one.
I know that, but I get it. Okay.
The building is hard. Finding it.
Cole?
Yeah.
What's your secret talent?
Well, I was going to say I'm really amazingly good at getting squirrels to just approach me with, like, just no eat out of my hand.
What?
Are you a Disney princess?
I may be in another life. Did somebody just almost throw up? No, but I'm really good. I'm so great at that. But I was listening to you guys, and I can fold a fitted sheet like nobody's business.
No, you cannot. Oh, wow. No, you cannot.
I can fold a fitted sheet.
I'm going to tell you, I've never seen it in real life.
Yeah.
I've seen a video of it, and the lady who does it on the video, you're like, no, you didn't. I don't. You edited it. You did something. CGI. Because you ran a video of you unboxing a sheet backwards or something. Because
it is a skill. I can do that.
Who taught you that skill?
Perfection.
Did the squirrels teach you?
Yes. The squirrels helped me put clothing up on the clothing line, and then they taught me how to put the fold.
She is a Disney princess.
Yeah.
You're a Disney princess.
Yeah, which is more impressive? I don't know.
The squirrel is off-putting because as cute as they are, they're rodents, so that's not good. Mm. Okay. You don't want them approaching you.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, this fitted sheet, like, marry me. Like, I've never seen... thank you, Cole.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm being totally serious. I didn't think that was... Okay.
Yeah, I just leave it in the awesome. Pile.
Yeah. Same. I literally just bought a bucket to just shove it in. a basket, not a bucket. I'm classy.
No, you can. There's things you can do to like get adjacent to having it folded, but it's just never. It's never the same.
Mm-mm.
God, I love her so much, Jordan.
Yay!
Yay! What's your weird skill?
So this one's for Team T Hack here. So within like 2 or 3 seconds, I can stop the microwave timer for when it's time for my Hot Pockets.
Hell yeah, brother. That's awesome.
Like when they're done before the timer goes off?
Yeah, so let's say I set a timer for 2 minutes for something. My spider sense goes off. I can hit that cancel button.
And you're not
so
just standing in front of the microwave?
Watch, counting it down?
Nope, it's a superpower.
I don't see how this is a skill. I'm going to tell you this. My son has done this one time. He hit stop. It went to zero.
Oh.
And we left the microwave like that for like a week. Like people be like, can I microwave something? I'm like, no.
You
like,
can't.
It's at zero.
I didn't know what to do that.
You can't stop it at zero, but he did it.
Wow. That's
I wonder if
awesome.
Jordan does that.
Yeah. Yeah, roughly 1 second, I'm stopping that timer. There's no way it's beeping.
There's something to it. My wife, when she bakes bread, she doesn't even set a timer. She knows by the smell. She'll just get up from the couch. She's like, it's done. She just can tell.
That's okay.
I'm like, yep,
you guys are so.
I'm like, my hot pocket should be ready too. Grab that for me,
Mimi.
Yay!
What's your weird skill?
Okay, I am exceptionally good at getting things for free.
How hot are you?
a zillion hot. That's the only way you get free stuff. Hot
medium,
people.
Medium hot. Medium.
Medium
hot.
Hot. Medium hot.
Oh, you're like, your Santiago's half and half? Okay.
No, you just have to ask.
What's the key?
What do you get?
So, I mean, you can get free French fries. You can get free things anywhere you go. You just have to ask and just be a little silly about it. And people always give it to you.
Like, so we're at McDonald's. What are you going to say? Can I have some fries?
Yeah, totally.
Shut up. They're like, yeah, $3.
No, you just have to ask.
I'm going to tell you right now, with this frame, with this face, I'm not getting fries. Am I getting fries?
No.
You don't know until you ask.
I think if you're being silly about it, it's even worse for you, too. Or me, too. It's like, right. Get out of here.
No, I'm not going to give you fries, you idiot. But you're medium hot. They're just flinging fries at you.
And for me, they're like, sir, you just ordered four fries. So you don't need a fifth.
Oh, Mimi. All right. Thank you. That one's okay. Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your weird talent?
It is saying supercalifragilisticexpialidocious backwards.
Go right ahead.
Oh, my God. I want to hear that. Go.
Docious aliexpialistic fragicalirupus.
Who's gonna check her on that?
All right, we'll get back with you. But I think that was really cool. Nikki.
Yay.
What's your weird talent?
I'm a nurse. I'm a licensed practical nurse, the lowest paid nurse, haha. And I can actually troubleshoot equipment like colposcopy machines, bleep machines, without like having been trained on this stuff.
You just sense it? You've got a spidey sense like our Hot Pocket guy?
Yes.
Her spidey sense is good, though. No offense to him.
Oh, someone unplugged it to cook their Hot Pocket. That's the problem.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Are we going to, if I bring this up, this will be the fourth time we've brought it up and not never actually came through.
No, fourth?
Something like that.
Are we including the other holiday?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think we should do we tour Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Year, I think. Mm. And maybe we even give away a huge prize to the best like Christmas light display and that we find to be the best one in Colorado.
I like that.
I think we could make that happen. So okay. You could submit submissions. But here's the reason I'm bringing this up. There's a couple in Long Island who have put up an inflatable Santa Claus that is 42 feet high.
Yeah. It's massive. It is taller than their house.
It is 135 pounds. They found it on some, it says a sketchy website. I don't know why. It cost them $3,000.
Wow.
How did that make the news article? Like, I'm from some sketchy website.
I know. Back maybe we you, should Tom. See if we can find one. Here's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about three things at one time. One, I think we should go to Christmas light displays. That'd be awesome. Two, if you have a 142-foot or a 42-foot Santa Claus, we're not coming to your house. Want to know why? Because that's there's no skill. There's no skill there. Like, I want to go to a light display.
It feels like cheating. It does. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I hate all inflatables. And I know there are parents out there who are mad at me. My daughter loves the Mickey Mouse snow globe. Great. Put it in her room. That's not... I don't think that's a Christmas decoration. You didn't do anything. And then in the day...
Oh, they
it's
do
the
look
saddest
a little...
thing in the world.
It is.
You're just driving around, there's dead Santa, dead Jesus, okay. Dead Mary if you did the nativity scene. It's just a bunch of dead things in your yard.
But I think I'm a fan because my kids are of the age where we still pile in the car. We actually got to-go cups. We bought them special and fill them with cocoa.
That's
put the little
cute.
Lid on them. We all get in the car and we just drive around and we look at the lights and all the decorations.
I'm sorry, you look
stuff.
At the what?
The lights and all the decorations.
But
and stuff.
What's more impressive?
Well, that's where it's tough because the lights are bright. I mean, you need the lights. If you got inflatables, you need the lights to go with it. I'll give you that. But some of the inflatables, they have so many in the yard. It's covered. Like that in itself is a skill.
So
like
coverage.
You've
is
been
the key?
Collecting them. You're clearly a collector. And that is impressive. Like you've stored these somehow, and I will come. Like people park. There's some houses people park and get out and walk. Like the house is set up for you to like.
My brother-in-law's grandparents, they used to open up their house so you could go inside. They were ones
inside.
They were ones that were constantly in the newspaper. We would start decorating the day after Thanksgiving, and like the roof was covered, the yard was covered, and you could literally walk inside.
Wow. I've never been inside a house before.
And guess what? There wasn't a single inflatable.
Oh. That makes it cool.
Here's all...
That makes it cool? Just that?
Just that. Yes. Because I don't think... I just... There's no effort.
Lure me into the murder house because there's no inflatable.
Well, I mean...
You can come in, but there's no out.
No, going into the house is definitely out. But like, there's something about... Like if you've gone all the way and synchronized it and you have the baby radio station broadcasting or whatever and you're playing Trans-Siberian Orchestra or your one window talks to the window next to it. It's like, hey, what are you doing? I don't know, my baby. I love that.
Yeah, those are
cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. But I just.
I feel that way about the projector lights as well. I also feel like those are kind of cheating.
I agree with you on those. That's
It's not kind of cheating. They're just,
What? Okay,
my neighbors have them, so I should probably try.
Which
lightly.
Ones?
The ones Russ and Bobby next to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I wouldn't have said their name because we're gonna trash those lights.
No, and they have them everywhere, and they do. They've come a long way, but the other thing, I live close enough to the airport that I feel like those lights are like the ones that aren't hitting your house.
Oh, it must be a distraction to the pilots.
The plane's like, wah! Because it's like they're like, you know, you're not supposed to shine a laser at a plane.
Yeah,
and that's exactly
just
what we're doing.
Just a little laser.
But it's a pretty good laser.
Who's got a big enough laser?
Some of the new ones hack. You should go.
Okay.
Like I've walked by them, and they're kind of big lasers. Like,
okay.
All right. The other one that drives me nuts, and I need to read the room because my friends, Matt. Stop saying everybody's names. They got the deer.
The metal ones?
Then they're lit. Like their skeletons are lit. So okay. It's just a whole 3D lit deer.
I don't hate those.
And then
does
the head move a little bit?
The ones they got are very, like the old school ones.
Do they have the
ones,
red bow?
So that's the old school ones.
I dig those.
And they're like soft white.
Yeah.
These are like bright white with some like rainbow, like abrasive.
Huh.
And he's an avid hunter. So I'm literally thinking about going to his house and just killing one and taking the pictures that like holding the antlers, going, got my first kill, and like sending them to him and having him realize that I've destroyed his light display. But that's the same thing. To me, it takes no skill. If you didn't have to be on a ladder and risk life and limb putting lights up, then I don't want to see your display. All you did was like, you put a thing outside.
We had the deer growing up, but we also put the lights on the house. It's just a nice touch for the yard. It balances deer, things out a little bit.
Because have you heard some deer come and try to like... It's a real thing. If you live in Parker, which you do, there's deer out there. Sometimes they get confused.
I hate that. I don't want deer coming to my house for anything, let alone that.
I am going to put deer in your front yard. No.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a few things I need to tackle right now during this moment of our precious airtime, if that's all right with you guys.
Sure. It is called The Slacker Show.
Aaron, how are you today?
I'm a little stuffy, but I'm okay.
Okay, T-Hack, you?
I feel great.
Do you see how much time we just spent on you two? That's good, right? We might, like, okay. Is that not good? You're going to love this. I think you're going to absolutely, T-Hack for sure is going to love this.
Okay. All right, let's hear
it. The first part of it.
Okay.
I have to admit that I'm a massive failure. I'm a massive failure on a bunch of levels.
And you don't think I'm going to love this?
It's more mostly directed at him right now.
Okay.
So, it's a long story, but like, I found out recently that my daughter's faucet in her bathroom doesn't have, the hot water doesn't turn on.
Okay.
When my water heater, that's what I did there, went out.
I'm so proud of you.
I found out that her hot water, the hot water side of her sink just spins around, doesn't do anything.
And she's known
this
for
a while?
Yeah,
she just never said anything. She's like, well, I wash my hands with cold water. I'm like, what?
Wow, okay. What? You got an easy
like
daughter.
You don't ever, when you take your makeup off, how often do you use hot water? Like all the time, right?
I guess in my sink, no, not really.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh my God. Anyway, it's a really nice faucet. It's a widespread Kohler Devonshire.
Oh, nice.
You know
it's
what
good,
I mean?
It's a good model.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I bought another one. I have a basin wrench. I have a hybrid thing from Milwaukee Tools, like different ways to like change a sink. I've changed faucet. Sorry, not a sink.
I always do that too. I always change the faucet. Yeah. Why can't I? Why? What is that?
Because you're just like, it's the sink, but the sink is where the water goes. The faucet is where the water comes
from. Okay. Yeah. That makes me feel better already.
So I climbed underneath there. I turned the water off. I did the whole thing. Somehow still, it covered my entire body in water. And I spent 3 hours wrenching on the thing and I can't get it off.
Really?
After making fun of you for failing miserably, and I'm like, what kind of man are you? If you can't even change a faucet, like the faucet head of your shower,
you are
less of a man. Don't even look at me. I need someone to come and redo my sink.
Really?
The faucet in my, I can't do it. I've sprayed WD-40 on it. I've used every tool. I've watched every YouTube video. I'm covered in oil, grease, sweat. It's the worst thing. And like, I can't do it.
And you know, lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Aaron.
Yes.
Shut up.
Have you tried rebooting it?
Okay. So I just.
Oh, well, that I feel better. Sometimes it's hard, right? And it feels like, or are you to the point where you're like, I don't even care if it breaks. I just want it off.
I was practically going to buy a new sink and everything. Cause I'm like, I'm just going to break this whole thing out. I'm going to remodel her bathroom and start over.
Kids, we're moving.
Yes, dude, don't even. Cause that was, I looked at real estate. But I know somebody's going to come in and go, well, this hot water doesn't work. There's $1,000. So I'd rather just pay somebody to come and change my faucet.
Okay. All right.
That was the easy one. This one, I don't know if either of you know about.
Okay.
I am a huge fan. I think I need people to text in to our new text line, 303-222-5423. I used to police my son on the internet constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't checked my daughter in forever.
Okay.
But recently she acquired one piece of real estate in the social media world.
Yep.
I'm not going to say which one, but Erin knows because she right away is like, I just added your daughter.
Oh, she added me first.
Oh my God, so. I hate people.
I have not. Just for any record out there, I'm just, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I decided to go see how much time she's spending on it. So I went into her screen time.
Ooh.
I have to look this up. Hold on.
I think it's going to be like a really small amount of time.
It is a really small. I couldn't even see it. But she spends hours a day on something called character.ai. Does anybody in this room know what that is?
No.
You don't. But apparently, I think her explanation to me, I need parents. You guys, I am not effing around here.
I mean,
my daughter in some, I know, oh, the kids are doing it. I don't need that answer. I don't need you to text in with that answer. Mm-hmm. That doesn't help me at all. Is this some kind of weird thing? Like a cursory search of Google was like, she's talking to fake people. She's talking to like a fake.
And I'm very confused as to what it is.
Like a fake celebrity or something?
No,
like
you just, it's fake friends, I think. It's like, you can just, so if you keep
There's
Googling.
There's games on there.
Yeah, but they're not real. They're AI people you're talking to, in theory.
Whoa, okay.
I'm going to give the text line one more time. Because we've changed it. Text into 303-222-5423.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being very serious when I say this. If you type in character.ai and then click news, there are children who have unalived themselves. I don't know what the PC way of saying this is anymore. Committed suicide, I know is probably the wrong way to say it, but like as a result of conversations they've had with character.ai.
Really? Because it's gone left or because it's just AI?
I don't know. I don't know if they're just having these conversations with like everything seems futile and it's like, yeah, it sounds like you're right. Like, I don't know what it's doing.
Mm.
But she, you guys, it is the bulk of her time on the internet is on this application. And I need to know, should I stop? Like, you can't, I don't think I can stop it now. Can I?
Can you go back into her history and see specifically?
I haven't tried that yet, but like, I know that you don't have kids, Aaron, and your kids are little, T-Hack.
But
I don't know what the line, this is such new territory for a guy like me and for a, like, you're going to be here at some point.
There's been different like generations of that. Like, you created a fake account on AOL Messenger or whatever.
But I was trying to talk to girls.
Right. And then, like, my generation, we had, like, the random camera, like...
Oh, you did the, like, what's that app where you just,
like all Omegle of a sudden...
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
The video. Okay.
Yes, and
again, that's not AI, but there's definitely something in each generation. So I'm wondering if she is using it as, like, a funny thing for her personally. I'm not saying
it's
that
it's so
not
many
scary.
Hours on it.
That
is so... It's more than half of her time is just on that.
Well, and that's a big difference too, because even if we were in the chat rooms and stuff on AOL back in the day, it wasn't hours and hours. You'd go, you'd check in or whatever.
And you are talking to another human. Now, sometimes other humans can be more cruel, you know, and say, go kill yourself. And you're just like, oh my God. But this is, Like, this is an AI, like, you've created, and you're having these, I imagine you're having personal conversations. Like, I don't know what's happening, but I need to know, are other parents just allowing that? Do you guys even know that your kids are on this thing?
Wow.
And if they are, can you go back? I feel like I've raised a great kid.
Yeah.
And to grab her phone and rifle through her history feels like a slap in the face.
No, I get that, but you're also just concerned for her safety and well-being.
But, I mean...
Is there a way that you can talk to her about it in an indirect way? Like, not from character AI, but just, like, how are you feeling?
I don't think she's gonna... if it's something weird and dark... I've been watching too many... I've watched too many, like, weird, evil...
Yeah.
Like, and so I'm concerned that she's being manipulated in some weird way. So...
I don't like it at all.
I didn't mean to be this serious. If you want to fix my faucet.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Text in 303-222-5423. If you want to fix my daughter, the number is the same.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
A little peek, I guess, behind the scenes is we know each other outside of work as well.
That's honestly like the number one question I get out in the world is like,
really?
Yeah. Like, are you guys actually friends? And it's like, yeah.
And what do you say?
I'm like, yeah, I literally threw up in T-Hack's toilet like this week.
So then it's you two are friends, but neither.
No, you guys don't
like me though.
No, that's.
Yeah, I don't.
Are you okay? What's going on?
You good?
Do you need an ego boost?
Do you think that,
what's going on?
No, I don't think T-Hack. Like, Aaron and I went to a strip club recently.
Yeah, did we not bond?
No, we didn't bond. You worked me over for like $1,000.
I did not work you over. Someone else did.
Boss. I would never.
No. Okay.
What are we going next?
I'm just curious, because people, when they ask me, I lie as well. I do say we're friends.
I'm not lying. No, I literally say that I would not be here without both of you guys, and I couldn't ask for a better couple of coworkers.
Uh-huh. Right, coworkers. Right.
And we are friends, and I look at them as my second family. Okay. That's literally what I say.
I believe Aaron. I don't believe people are asking you about us. There's no way.
You're right.
Yeah. They get to you, and they're like, well, what about the underlings?
What's your real name?
That's not true. Because, okay, this is weird.
They get to us to get to you. And then they get to you, they've already made it.
Here's
the thing. And I have proof. And you'll have to shut up. And it's going to make us all feel weird and sad. But I have to do it.
Okay.
You guys came to my father's funeral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's that, especially when you've got Kirkland, Jason Momoa, and Pippi Longstocking, it's just like, holy, who are those?
Somebody's crashing it.
Who are these people? Right. Because they're like, they're just here for the buffet. Yeah.
The turkey sandwich.
The church and the funeral potatoes.
That's right. Yeah.
Is a real thing.
I never got to eat them.
I didn't get to eat them either. I was scared because I knew there was sour cream in it. You can just tell.
Yeah.
They were like super creamy.
I just didn't know if they were going to kill us, and that's why they were called funeral potatoes.
Right. I think it's because we were at a funeral. But anyway, everybody's just kind of buzz, 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 buzz. And then I went up to one of them, and they finally had the courage, and they were like, who's over at that table? And I was like, that's T-Hack and Aaron. And they were like, oh, and then they jumped up, ran over to you, and then there was sort of a receiving line for you two at that point. People were like, you're T-Hack and Aaron? Whoa.
I still love the family photo that you're not.
I'm not in the photo. Not one of the family photos. They went from table to table, and I happened to be walking around, so I missed the table I was at, came back to my table, and they were like, we already took it.
It's our buddy Chad. It's...
I'm not even in my own father's funeral. Right. I'm not in the picture. It doesn't look like I went to my father's funeral.
Now that you say, I did sign a lot of autographs.
That's what I'm saying. People do react. People do, right.
Okay.
They're impressed by you guys as much as you think they're
Well, thank you. Well, Aaron actually mentioned part of what we're going to talk about.
No.
She was at my house recently. She was house sitting, dog sitting, whatever.
Yeah.
While we were gone. And
for you, she was house sitting. For your wife, she was dog sitting. Because you don't care about your dogs. And we're not going to go down that road, but that's like, I don't remember what she was doing. That's just your passive aggressive way of saying, she watched the house for me. And I don't care if the dogs live or die.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd say dog sitting.
I do.
That's what your main job is, the dog sit.
I do. I'm going to embarrass myself because I do. When we return home, I send Aaron a message and I realize I never say anything about the dogs. I'm just like, house looks great.
Because you're an a-hole.
I realize it now. I'm like, now I can't text. Like, and also the dogs are alive. Thank you. Like, now it seems forced.
Yeah, no,
so I just.
Okay.
I'm out of myself.
That's so funny.
So, Aaron watched our dogs recently.
Yep.
And got sick. We found out later, which is fine. It happens. Yeah, of course. No problem
there.
Did
you barf on the carpet or anything?
No. In the toilet.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a heathen.
But sometimes it just sneaks up on you.
Oh, no. You know? I
you could have gone in one of the kids' rooms if you're going to. We wouldn't have known. They're puking all the time.
All right.
So anyways, she's staying and she got sick. So it seemed like she kind of rushed out of there, which is fine. Like, she was wanting to get home. She knew we were coming home. It was like the last day that she got sick.
I left in the morning. They came back the afternoon.
Okay.
Okay. So, which leads me to my issue. I have no issue with her getting sick at all. I want to be clear. None at all. My issue is now I open my freezer and I see.
I knew I left them there. Thought about it the other day. I was like, oh no.
She left some gluten-free, like Texas toast kind of...
like garlic bread.
Garlic bread, yeah.
It's like rare that I see that out in the wild. So when I went to the store...
Oh my God.
I had to get some.
So I see it and I'm like, well, that ain't ours because it's gluten-free. I can barely pronounce
it.
Get this
trash out of here.
But I also feel like I don't want to just eat this because I'm not gluten-free. It feels...
No, but you might
feels
like
blasphemous
it.
In a
no,
way.
Why?
Like
I'm just
like
eat
I'm
it.
No, I want to get it back to her. Is my thing.
No, but it's frozen.
This is my question. It's frozen. So can I bring it to work? Can I
we
put it
We have like 14 fridges and freezers here.
Yeah, but the commute, he's during that
it's
25
fine.
Minutes between
He's like 5 minutes away.
No, you're more than 5 minutes away.
10.
It's like 20.
Yeah.
It's
like
fine.
20, but not only the commute, but also the community freezers that are available to us.
Yeah, you don't
want
to put.
Do
them in
you
there.
Want anything put in there?
No, you don't want your food
it
mingling with Powerball Pete's food.
He would not.
No,
touch
I'm not
it.
Talking about him not eating it. You just want the bacteria off of his stuff.
Yeah, there's an aroma. There's things happening in all the freezers.
That's a hard pass. No, leave it there. Leave it there for the next time she comes over to barf.
But it's just holding up space.
Is it taking up too much space in your freezer?
No, it's not. I feel bad because my wife even said that. She said, oh, I think the gluten-free stuff, a lot of times it's kind of expensive. So I don't want you to be out this money, especially if it's rare that you saw it. But I also feel like I can't just show up with like, hey, here's this frozen thing. Deal with it. Like, I gotta know. Like,
I would have no problem putting it.
But if you're like,
here.
Well, I was going to go get drinks or I was going to work out after work. Now I got to deal with this frozen
You're not giving
toast.
Her a project.
It feels too, like I'm
You have my frozen toast.
Yeah, do I got to cook it first?
Yes. Yes, that's the answer. Okay. Make the thing and bring it in to the potluck we're having in a week or two.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. If you're a boss of lumberjacks, you should make sure your employees are always gruntled.
Oh.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't want them disgruntled.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a story. If more deer behave this way, I probably wouldn't have such an issue with them.
Oh, God.
It's oh, dear.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of British Columbia, Canada, eh?
Oh, yeah, eh?
Okay. Eh?
Eh?
So people around British Columbia, Canada, they know how to interact with
deer.
Are you
going to say the whole thing every time you say it? I mean, this is one of those things. It's like people around Denver, Colorado, you wouldn't just keep saying Colorado every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just doing the whole...
No.
It just seems like a lot. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seems like he's just getting...
Yeah,
does he think he gets paid by the word or something? What is he doing over there?
I don't know what I get paid, to be honest.
You get paid?
Okay. So they're in Canada, and they know how... There's lots of deer, right? So they know how to slow down on the roads, which you should never... Don't veer for deer.
Don't veer for deer. Just drive right through those little sons of...
Go and find them.
Yep.
Wherever they are, in the woods. Do what you need to do. Take them out, because I hate deer.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, they found a deer in now you're messing me up. In Canada, who was wearing a high-vis vest.
Shut up. Like the wood construction guys
wear?
Yes,
on the road. This deer had a vest on.
Someone dressed him in a vest?
Well, they are investigating.
Oh.
And they don't know what happened. The conservation officer.
You did this whole story just for that pun, didn't you?
No. This is what they're doing. They're in...
He did it for deer, but the pun was just the cherry on top.
It is. So the Department of Conservation guy, he's like, look, I don't want to speculate, but deer aren't predisposed to wearing clothes. It's like, okay, thanks. You're in charge.
But I mean, now that deer is not going to get hit because cars are going to see it.
Yeah, we should, if more deer did this, then I wouldn't have totaled so many cars, and I would...
TAC has a new initiative he wants on the ballot.
J-Bone.
J-Bone!
Yeah, let's get these vests on the deers.
Vest up the deers. Hack will be the one who puts the vests on the deers.
Line up!
My story's from Austria.
Okay.
The hills are alive with it. Is that in Austria?
No, that is, but what's the name of the Terminator? What's that, guys?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
We use him for Germany. Oh. So now it's confusing.
But he's actually Austrian.
I know, but it's too late.
I just wanted to make sure I was clear.
You just made sure of whatever.
Because people get mad. Arnold's from Austria.
He is?
They texted.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll do it like that then. So the guy, the boss man of the lumberjacks, caught one of his employees inside of his house.
What?
The employee used the chainsaw to cut a hole in his front door, then destroy his furniture because he was grunted. He went through a table. He went through an armchair. An armoire. A kitchen set.
Goodness.
And a wardrobe.
It's a lot.
That's a heavy sleeper.
Get through the chopper. When he was leaving, he said, I'll be back.
I knew that was coming up.
Yeah, just make sure if you're a boss of people, like I would just say, if you're the boss of anybody who uses sharp tools at all, right? Yeah.
Sure.
You don't want construction guys to be mad at you or...
No. I really like that. You know, you had the construction deer and then the disgruntled construction guy.
It wasn't, we had it all
cute.
Today.
Yeah.
This is one of our finest hours.
Yeah.
All right, well.
That is so pathetic. It's terrible.
Those are all the stupid people we can find.
I'll be back. That's terrible. It got worse. I'm so sorry.
For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.